This is KCUR 89.3. With all kinds of high-tech machinery and scientific advances, working on a farm has changed significantly over the past several decades. But one tradition remains pretty strong. It tends to be sons who take over the family farm. Gradually, though, even that is changing. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer has more.
Growing up on a family farm in West Bend, Iowa, Haley Banwart and her brother were like other farm kids. They did chores and even raised cattle together.
My brother and I have had the same amount of responsibilities. I can drive a tractor, I can bale square hay, but it was just expected that my brother would return home.
She says they never discussed it. She just accepted that she'd find a different path.
I think it was always kind of the unwritten rule that my brother would go back and farm.
The 2012 Census of Agriculture counted women as nearly a third of the nation's farmers. Some start small vegetable operations. Some work on big commercial farms. Others do the books for their husbands. And all are more likely to raise their hands and be counted as farmers than women of generations past. Madeline Schultz offers her family as an example, beginning with her mother.
My mom milked the cows. She ran the tractor. She did the paperwork. She did all these things, but she didn't call herself a farmer. She was a farmer's wife, and she didn't make the decisions.
Schultz says she and her sisters also deferred farm or business decisions to their husbands. But now, Schultz runs the Women in Agriculture program at Iowa State Extension, which offers farm management classes specifically for women. She says agriculture may be slower, but it is following national trends of women entering traditionally male domains. Her 30-year-old daughter is a farmer.
My daughter graduates from Iowa State University, heads back to the family farm, and just assumes that she is a decision maker.
Today, granddaughter is poised to buy the dairy farm from her grandparents. Women are close to or more than half of students at state ag colleges all over the Midwest, in Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Still, talk to students on campus, and you're likely to find it's the men planning to head straight back to the farm after college. Virginia Hansen teaches ag communications at Iowa State. For one assignment, her students make films about their farm lives.
The stories that the male students produce show a lot of continuity. They have worked side by side, often with their fathers or grandfathers on the farm.
She says they come to college knowing they are expected to be the next generation on the farm. The women have different stories.
Their films show the same passion for agriculture, the same love of their family farm, the same regard for their parents, and the same just, infectious enthusiasm they have for growing up on a farm in Iowa. But they are unsure about where they're headed.
Do you have any female students who have come in and said, I'm going back to the farm to farm with my dad and my grandpa?
I don't.
And we actually can't go in the hog barn since they aren't our own.
One of Hansen's recent students, Taryn Riediger, is showing me around a farm that Iowa State students operate as a class. The oldest of seven kids, she grew up among the family's various farm operations.
My Uncle Clay lives on the cattle farm with his wife and kids. My Uncle Corey works and takes care of the sow unit with his
kids. Riediger will graduate in December and wants to farm, but she won't go back home right away.
There's not exactly, a spot specifically for me, at least right now, to go back, and be part of the farm. I mean, of course, they're always going to need help.
Riediger is confident it's the farm's smaller size and not her gender that's preventing her from returning now. She's hoping someday she'll be able to farm full time.
I would love the opportunity to, but my plans as of right now is to do livestock production, for someone else.
Many young women in ag say they hope to farm and raise children. Those farm kids will grow up in a different world with different gender expectations. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.